This goes to Dr. Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, fax 989-668-0423, regarding Marvin Pyle. It's P-Y-L-E. Date of birth 12/19/1952. Dear Dr. Ferguson, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Pyle with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and possibly secondary hyperaldosteronism. His last visit was July 11th of 2023. He has been feeling well. He has had a 12-pound weight gain over the last 6 months, but has had no hospitalizations or procedures since he was last seen. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, and then no edema or claudication symptoms. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the spironolactone 25 milligram daily in addition to other routine medications. Physical exam, weight 244 pounds, pulse 57, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 132 over 86. His neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 22, 2024. Creatinine is stable at 1.76 with estimated GFR of 41, albumin 4.4, calcium is 9.3, sodium 139, potassium 5.0, which is the highest level we've seen to date. We'll continue to watch that, and perhaps you won't need as much spironolactone. Carbon dioxide 27, phosphorus 2.9, hemoglobin 16.1 with normal white count, and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will continue to monitor labs every 3 months. Two, hypertension, currently at goal. Three, history of secondary hyperaldosteronism with currently high normal range of potassium levels. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.